name is Dennis Solo McKeithen.
I just found out, and I thought it was just the one or two guys that had passed, but it's been six. My buddy Sherman from down North Philadelphia, he died. Ears from South Philadelphia, he died. The guy just told me there was three more guys on their side of the jail that died. And we was told it was only one guy. I don't know what's going on because they won't even tell you how many staff had that stuff, so you can't really track it and know who had contact with who. That's the biggest problem, is that this secrecy is making things more unsafe, because transparency, people could realize that, oh, I had contact with that guy myself, and then they could go ahead and get some, you know, tested or treatment or whatever. You know, just taking the temperature won't be enough, because the guy that died in Delaware federal joint, he kept passing negative on the fever. He was cool. And then he had respiratory problems and stuff and died just like that. Why is the secrecy, and why isn't there transparency on the amount of people that actually have been tested to be positive among staff and prisoners in here? That's something that needs to be addressed to the DOC and to Governor Wolf, that the only way to track this thing in here is to find out exactly who and how many people have actually passed away and have actually came up positive for this virus, you know. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm scared to death, you know. You know, as soon as I get a little discomfort in my chest and my lung area, I don't know what we can do other than have our folks make phone calls and emails to the people in charge. Nobody from the DOC haven't even been down in joints to visit to see what's going on. That's another thing that gets me, is that this virus is so scary that people that should be checking on things don't want to go nowhere near it. You know, so they whole thing is they doing the distance thing by not even coming nowhere near the prison at all to investigate or to see what's going on. Well, Ears, brother from South Philadelphia, I've been knowing about 30 years. I forget his real name, but we call him Ears. He was on either F or D block. I used to see him every day down the gym. We used to bust it up. We used to talk every day. And Sherman, he's from North Philadelphia. He worked in the staff dining room. And the guy, I didn't know the guy Sutton, but other guys knew him. I didn't know him. And the other three, I don't know their names yet. Now that our block is off of the excessive quarantine, we come out 40 minutes every day now, so we have a little more access for information. But when we was totally locked down, we didn't know what was going on. So, you know, they kept us totally locked down for like 16 days.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.